Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Positive Change with Carla. Thank you for listening to me. And today's episode is entitled Evaluating Your Annual Personal Career Brand Performance. And this episode is about the importance of realizing if you want positive change in your personal and professional lives, you must take a hard look at how you've performed this year. I've written an article on this on positivity change, which I left in the show link. And this episode will summarize the article that there are five things that you should use to evaluate your annual personal brand performance. They are stickiness, retention, responsiveness to change, tactical planning, and strategic planning. Also, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Carla Jenkins, and I'm a certified project manager and the owner of Carla R. Jenkins. I specialize in project management, program management, economic analysis, and strategic analysis, and positive change management. I am the owner of the blog Positivity Change, where we manage positive change effectively. And without further ado, we'll start with this episode. I started the episode because it's January and everybody's starting a new year and they want a new performance, new career, new promotion. But there are things that you should reevaluate. Furthermore, this being the first month of the year, most people probably have received either a quarterly review or their annual review, and they can look at it and obtain feedback from it. Here at Positivity Change, we want to make sure that you take the feedback and turn it into a positive so that you'd have a better professional career this year than you did have last year. Therefore, we will go with how to evaluate your personal brand annual performance. And the first metric is stickiness. Stickiness is how well people remember you. So let's ask a question. What do people remember you for? If anything, you know, write that down. What's the one thing people always go to you for? That's stickiness. For instance, it can be interpersonal skills, programming, project management, human resource, or marketing. Is there a specific trait that whenever someone mentions your name, that person immediately says she or he is good at blank? If so, then you've achieved stickiness. Now, let me ask a deeper question. Have you attained subject matter expert status in your discipline? That's a level above stickiness. According to i6sigma.com, subject matter expert is defined as an individual who exhibits the highest level of expertise in performing a specialized job, task, or skill within the organization. Becoming a subject matter expert is the highest level of stickiness. When you're at the subject matter expert level, whenever someone asks for an expert, they immediately think of you. You are exploiting your core competency when you are a subject matter expert, and that's essential to evaluating your personal brand annual performance. If you have achieved subject matter expert, document this process, then list the 3 to 5 steps towards maintaining your subject matter expert status for this year. Because you just don't want to be static or stagnant. You want to continue to retain this status so that you can improve your professional career this year. It's one thing to get there. It's quite another to maintain your status. And you want your stickiness to continue throughout this year. The next element is retention. And retention is extremely indispensable towards leveraging your personal career brand. You retain people based on delivering high-quality work. Ask yourself this question. Have people continually returned to you for a particular thing?
That's retention. And retention is the next step after stickiness. Once you reel them in, do they stay? If they do, then that means you're offering a quality product. Evaluate if you're retaining your clientele or anybody who comes to you at work. If there are less people coming to you to solve their problem, then you should reexamine your personal brand. Furthermore, if you're retaining more people this year than last year, then you should create a lessons learned situation and document how you improved your ability to retain new people. Also, I would add this to my personal career brand on how I would approach my boss or my supervisor as to getting a raise or some type of bonus, because companies like people who are able to retain business, because retaining business means profitability. And profitability is important to the bottom line of a career professional. And that's part of managing positive change. The next metric is responsiveness to change. Change is inevitable. It is the only constant, not just professionally, but also personally. And your career brand must be responsive towards change. Another question that you have to ask yourself in relation to responsiveness to change is, how flexible are you? And I ask that question because rigidity hurts your career brand. Don't fear changing your plan, because you're not the same person on January 1st that you are at the end of the year on December 31st. Your personal career brand must incorporate the latest industry changes in order to stay relevant this year. Fourth metric is tactical planning. And tactical planning is short-term planning that supports strategic planning, which is the long-term planning. It is used for non-annual planning, meaning not the year. It can be broken down tactically based on quarters, monthly, weekly, or daily. With tactical planning, you have to evaluate how your personal brand has performed this year. Has everything you planned for last year resulted in above-average performance? Has your brand gained more momentum with each successive quarter? For instance, last year, from the first quarter to the second, from the second to the third, and from the third to the fourth. Has your responsiveness to change, has your retention, has your stickiness or subject matter expert profile increased? These are questions that you must ask tactically from quarter to quarter or from month to month. Which things have worked for you? And conversely, also write down which things have not gone according to plan. When you dissect your underperformance, has these things been corrected during the next quarter? If you cannot improve these things, then drop it for this year. Answering all of these questions are critical and crucial towards measuring the effectiveness of your tactical planning. If your tactical planning has exceeded your baseline and your expectations, then document the 3 to 5 steps per your time metric, which you set. It can be quarterly, monthly, weekly, or daily, to improve your personal career brand for this year. These steps will be input for your strategic plan. And finally, your strategic plan, this is the fifth metric, is your annual plan, it's your long-term plan. This is the high-level planning that you do when you start the year. And this being January, it'll be a very good time to flesh out your strategic and your tactical planning strategies. The first objective that you draft serve as a guide throughout this year. The tactical planning objectives support the strategic planning ones. The question you should ask yourself regarding strategic planning is, has this year's strategic planning positioned you for a better year? If it has not, then what steps are you taking towards guaranteeing that you'll sidestep the pitfalls that you had last year? And if your strategic planning has exceeded the baseline or expectation, then once again, document the 3 to 5 steps per your metric, which can be quarterly, monthly, weekly, or daily, which is the tactical planning, to strategically improve your personal career brand for this year. Now let's do the recap of the metrics.
the 5 metrics for evaluating your personal career brand performance are stickiness, retention, responsiveness to change, tactical planning, and strategic planning. Stickiness is how well people remember you. The epitome of stickiness is subject matter expert. The second metric is retention. Are people returning to you when you deliver high quality work? The third metric is responsiveness to change. How flexible are you? The fourth is tactical planning, which is the short-term planning that supports the strategic planning. And the metric that you could use can be quarterly, monthly, weekly, or daily. And then, finally, the strategic planning is long-term, which is annual or more. It is the high-level planning that you do when you start up this year, and it's the umbrella of which the tactical planning falls under. You'll use these 5 variables to examine the effectiveness of your personal career brand this year. If you're underperforming or ineffective in any of these areas, then you can correct these problems now, letting them follow you throughout this year. Thank you for listening to Evaluating Your Annual Personal Career Brand Performance and Positive Change with Carla. You can find me on social media at my website, which is carlarjenkins.com, the blog Positivity Change at positivitychange.com, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook at Carla R. Jenkins. You can find me on Pinterest and Periscope at Miss Phenom. And thank you for listening to Positivity Change with Carla Jenkins on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good day and make sure that you manage positive change effectively.